Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners. Jack Skipper here, and I'm here to tell you about our brand new Patreon page. Is it a page?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, page, link.
Page, link, yeah.
Yeah.
Patreon. Patreon.com/getjack... Tom, can you take over?
Right. Patreon page.
Patreon.com/ get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper.
Yeah, and it will be worth it.
It will be worth
despite
it.
Despite this.
what can you get, Tom?
You get early access and ad-free episodes. Ooh. If you don't like the ads, that is the perfect... That's just number one.
That's number one. What else you get?
You get a bonus episode content, get to the extra good stuff.
Yeah. And did that on that, Tom,
yeah.
Do people get a chance to share their own stories?
They certainly do.
Oh, wow.
You get additional video content, early ticket links to future GTTO. That doesn't work.
Get to the good stuff.
Get to the good stuff live shows.
Early ticket links to get to... You'll get the outtakes from this intro.
It will be worth it.
No, it will be worth it. It will be worth it. No, it will be worth it.
If they do become a patron, what do they become?
Goodens. We're going to call you Goodens. Get to the good stuff, Goodens.
It's a tiered Patreon system, but the first 70 of you, for the low price of £3 a month, you get everything that's in the top tier.
Wait, so what you're telling me is that people better rush and try and be part of that original 70.
And you will also get a little badge.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Right? We appreciate everyone who listens. And if you don't want to join the Patreon, please subscribe,
review,
share, do that. But if you do want a Patreon and go and get all that extra stuff, we love you. I think that was really smooth. Enjoy the episode, guys.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. It sounds like you actually have something to say.
We've already been up and down in the lift, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been took us the wrong floor. Why? Did you, don't put me in charge of nothing, yeah?
Where did
you go get Fiona, simple thing. Fucked it up. Yeah. But no, we did. We spent a nice amount of time together in Essex.
Were you adopted by the Essex lot as well?
I was, yeah. Like an honorary Essex girl.
Yeah. It was fun. And we've both found out we're fans of UB40.
Love UB40. Do you like UB40?
I nothing them. Like, you know, the red wine's fine.
I knew you was going to say red wine's fine. Yeah. What about Kingston Town?
Oh, that's... I do like the... I like that little bit. And there was a show called Save Me, wasn't there? And they...
He knows loads about UB40.
No,
look at that little closet UB40 fanatic just over here. No, but I bumped into Fiona on the way home from a show in Edinburgh. And Fiona was saying, yeah, because booze doesn't affect me off her face. Oh. food dripping down the front. You should go, hey, that's not really.
I've had loads of drinks, but really, it's really taken. Why I was going the wrong direction. Oh, yeah, where I live.
Food down there.
That's how we really found out. They're like, well, I was like, I live in the same place as Dinesh. You're like, yeah, you're going the wrong way then.
Yeah, you're literally walking in. And, you know, you're like, oh, then bye. You live this way.
Oh, just God. Face down on the floor. It doesn't affect me.
But no, it was good to have Fiona around for upbeatness. Because I can sometimes get down on myself. We're still getting too far into that. No, if something doesn't go well,
let's just get to the good stuff.
No, I'm like that. I start moaning. Oh, it didn't go well, did it? But Fiona would come in this chirpy film. Like, how did your show go? She's like, fucking terrible. Like, but she'd be like, really upbeat about it. Oh yeah, really shit.
They absolutely hated you. On we go, we move.
Really upbeat
just
about it.
Just skipping like, away from it. Yeah. Just 40 people coming out the room. I did comedy going, God, I feel really sad now. And me going, I'm okay. I had a lovely time. They didn't dig it, but I felt all right.
Yeah, you need that. You need that, don't you?
Yeah, not all this time, but yeah.
Oh yeah, because I didn't tell you what I did, because you got, I had one work in progress show, one full hour.
Yes,
and I forgot, but I had it.
You don't say.
Shock.
When did you remember? At what point did you remember?
The day of.
The day of.
I'd say it was about an hour before.
Yeah, no. And then we said, I was like, because I thought like it was just like on the website, and they just the tickets would just sell, and they was like, no, this is not advertised anywhere. You're supposed to.
Oh God!
Push. I was like, and have an hour of comedy to say, yes. Which I didn't.
That being the most important part.
So what I did, I managed to sell, I think, about 14 tickets. Plus Fiona, plus Louise Atkinson, come along. And then I roped Josh Bolfe in to do half an hour at the top. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
It's weird because there's so much preparation went into it. You'd think it would be all right.
Yeah. When people came in, you know, you have music and walk-on music. I played it off my phone.
UB40.
Yeah, UB40 off my phone.
The no Spotify speak. Premium advert came on.
it was a disaster. But
it wasn't that bad. It was
well, no, yeah, not compared good. To what Fiona goes through.
on the regs.
No, it was fun. But it was all funny. That's part of it, though, isn't it? Just, I suppose. that's
the way I'm. You were very much the kid that would revise the MASH, or not even revise the MASH GCSE the night before.
I'm not joking. I didn't have a school bag. I just used to sort of turn up. Just like, I don't know what I was. Just
you're like a Beano character.
Yeah.
Did you have a locker? Did you?
Yeah, I was just nothing in it. I just be there, just sort of hands in my pockets.
A little bit of dirt on your cheek for no reason.
Yes, I just turn up and go, right.
I can't picture you in a school uniform, you know.
I bet you do quite often. No? Yeah,
I try to. I try. But by God, it's not there.
But not like, in the old Roland, yes.
But in my head, Jack in school is like an American teenager. You know,
oh, really?
Yeah, you've got a Letterman jacket on.
Skateboard.
Yeah, skateboard.
Yeah.
He's got a, you're a high school jock in my mind. Yeah.
Give me your lunch money.
Yeah, very much so.
like one of the T-birds out of Greece.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Well, he looks 30 and he should be hanging out.
But I think generally that's what I'm like as well. Like, I've never quit a job, but also I've never been sacked. I just sort of stopped turning up.
And no one ever followed up and gone, you still here?
Yeah, so that sort of thing where you just sort of, see you later. And then I just sort of go.
What jobs have you done? What jobs have you done?
I was like carpet fitting mainly, wasn't it? So I'd like be working for like a carpet shop and then just sort of stopped.
There's a lot of people with like half-laid carpets.
Stopped coming. Worked in a bar once and I was just like, yeah, I'm quitting. I was like, you still work here? This is weird. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. So I'm just hang around places. So somehow start getting paid to be there.
I was going
to
say, well, did you actually check that you ever actually were working there? Do you know that guy that just comes in? He just hangs around a bit. I think he thinks he works here. Yeah. What, the guy that looks like he's a high school jock? Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I've never had a CV. I've never had a CV. Never. Bothered with that.
No.
You're such a throwback. I love it. Yeah, you're such a throwback. It's.
Have you ever had a LinkedIn page?
Nope.
No.
absolutely.
It's a wonder you managed to get an Instagram page. That
you know, it's mental. Like I tried, I tried to set up a camera to film my stand up yesterday, and I just couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't. I didn't know how to do it. And there's people looking at me, well, how have you done this? And I don't know how I've formed a career. I don't know how I've done it. I really don't know how. Just blagging it up until this point.
You're an inspiration to us all, though. Really
but I couldn't teach you how I've done it.
Yeah, and that is the bit we need.
There's a wonderment to it. There's a real
how.
Did you have Instagram like personally? Like,
yeah.
And then what, you just started doing videos, or did you set up a new one to?
Oh, Fiona's turned this around. She's interviewing Jack.
Oh,
I like.
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
I like it. I like it.
That's good.
Put him under pressure.
The reason is because I'm in charge of this podcast.
Like, someone's got to take the reins.
Exactly. That should be the new podcast. Just get guests on to interview me and navigate their way through a podcast.
Yeah. Tree through the woods. Or woods through the tree. Whatever the fuck is that. Oh, you don't know what they're saying, is do you?
This is quit this whole thing. No, because I had like a personal Instagram page. I did. And but I did set
that
up
one got
a...
shut down.
No, yeah. Still going, actually. Still some private, though.
So you didn't convert that one into your Instagram?
No, because I did. How did it happen? I can't remember. I've done a couple of videos on TikTok, but they were just videos that I used to send to my mates on WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, a little bit apprehensive about those ones. Yeah. No more questions from me.
Dick guy.
Yeah. I knew it. That's why I didn't ask.
And then that's what I set up.
Imagine
new...
if your mate just went, "There's a video on my dick. Thanks again." Must be Monday.
It's got googly eyes on it.
I'll tell you a classic video that's always on boys WhatsApp groups. Is you always send you through like a lovely looking lady. You go, "Oh, she's a lovely looking lady." Then you get too into it and you go, "Ah, she's got a cock."
Well, the lockdown, there was the guy who leaning on the bed with his big massive cock. That was he'd always turn up in videos.
It was me in a school. It was me in a school uniform. Yeah.
My friend made me a puzzle of that.
Really?
He sent me a personalised puzzle of Big Dick Guy. Yeah, that's his name. Well, that's not his name.
It might as well be.
My brother got me a mug when you put hot water in it. Big Dick Guy appears on the mug.
You know, not to bring this down, it gets good stuff, but he passed away a few years ago. Yeah, so I don't think he ever saw his fame.
No, but I think his family were proud of him.
You bloody would be, wouldn't you?
Proud of him.
I don't know if that's more positive energy. I just reframed it. His family are proud.
His family are proud. I hope they've got some of the money, because his image...
I just imagine they've got that picture above the mantelpiece, but with a graduation cap on it.
Yeah. It was above his coffin at the funeral.
Yeah, because if you imagine his headstone is, a son, a brother. But we all know.
AKA Big Dick Guy.
He wasn't a son or a brother first. That wasn't the main. That wasn't his main. There's a big mound there on the grave.
What a hero.
There we go. Fiona. Anyway, podcast starts now.
Right, cool.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me? The most embarrassing thing that's happened
the
to
most,
me?
Start big.
Well, I actually don't process the emotion embarrassment very well. I don't like being embarrassed. I can't handle being embarrassed. So
that's not uncommon.
Is it not?
No, I think
well,
so.
What do you do then? Do you run? Like, if you get embarrassed,
I'll give you an example, right? So I was driving along
And I went to overtake this woman in my car. I was in my car, obviously.
Legged it past.
She passed me when I was like, pedal on little cars. I was in my car. I overtook this woman and I crashed into, like, you know, like a double curb roundabout, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's off the ground. Yeah. Crashed into that. I actually crashed into the sign that's telling you, go round this.
Oh.
Right? So I'm like at an angle, stuck on this roundabout because basically where I've crashed into the sign that's telling me to go round the roundabout, a pole's come up through the car, so I can't get out of the car onto the roundabout, and I can't, onto the safety bit of the roundabout, like onto the grass of the roundabout, and I can't get out of the car off the passenger side onto the roundabout because all the cars are still going round it.
Oh, God.
So I'm just sort of sat there like, well, this is uncomfortable because one, that woman's obviously going, fucking idiot, trying to overtake me. And then I've just smashed into a roundabout. And then also everyone just, even the police drove round, just left me on the roundabout, right? So I rang my boyfriend at the time and I said, I've crashed my car onto, it was, you know that travel lodge in Bexleyheath, Tom?
Down, yes.
Yeah, there, right on Prince's, that one, whatever it's called.
Oh, the Black Prince Corner.
Yeah, Black. You know that big roundabout there, right?
How did you
so
go
I'm
into
like
that?
Up on it, the pole's through the door. Can't get out outside. I'm just sat there. Ring my boyfriend. I'm like, I've crashed into a roundabout. I can't get out of the car. I'm stuck. Can you come and get me? He's like, well, I'm at work, so it'll be like an hour. So I'm just thinking, right, so I just got to sit it. So I'm sat there. And then because I was so embarrassed, like I was just so embarrassed to be sat there, I couldn't do anything about
just
it.
Just on your phone.
This is like 16 years ago, so it was probably like a Motorola, so I'm probably only playing like Snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or Nokia text. Face.
It's good that you had the credit to give him a call.
Yeah. Can you imagine? So then anyway, I don't even know what my brain did, right? But this, you know, like a tow truck. Kind, these blokes with like a tow truck thing went past and they must have stopped. And in my mind, I don't know, I didn't know why they'd stopped. So I said to them, they obviously stopped to help me, right?
Yeah.
Is what you normally think. Because I was so flushed with embarrassment and I couldn't think straight. I said to them, before they even had a chance to say anything, if you get this car off this roundabout, I will give you the car. Have the car.
Oh,
why have you said that?
I don't know.
You just, oh,
I was so embarrassed. Like, you know when you just, like, A to, like,
But you said it really fast as well.
No. Take the car. Just get me on the roundabout. I literally, you know when you go red and you're sweating? I was just get me on the roundabout. Because, like, I was thinking about it and I thought, you probably just could have offered them 50 quid. They would have got you off the roundabout.
Just see what they was offering first.
I think they would have just done it for free.
But then, so they did take the car.
What?
Yeah, I gave the car away. They took the car. It's so true. It's almost like if I became famous with comedy, this is what I do on Would I Lie to You? Because people are like, it doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't.
No.
So I gave them the car, and then my boyfriend turns up. He's like, where's the car?
I'm you're
like,
just still, yeah. Why are you still on a roundabout? You're not stuck here anymore. Why are you just standing on a roundabout?
I'm waiting in the middle of the roundabout. Well, I didn't go anywhere. I must have waited around the area, maybe like a bus stop. I just didn't know what to do, right? So he's turned up. He said, what do you mean? Can you swear on this?
Yeah.
So not swearing. Because he went, he's gone all the way up north to get that car for me because it had really low mileage. He was really proud of himself. And had it for a couple of months, gave it away.
Gave away the car.
In my mind, I think what my mind did, it went, right, there's a pole coming through that. It's only third party insurance, right? So I thought, that's going to cost more to fix than the car's worth.
Are you giving away cars?
But the thing, what's even worse?
Actually, makes no actually ring a bell.
No.
In what way has that benefited you? Is that you could have just abandoned the car if you was going to give it away. So to help my car.
Because I couldn't get out. I think I just needed to be surrounded by people.
You let out the window and said, take my car. Have my car.
They come over to me.
What I like is your boyfriend turning up. It's like Jack coming home with the magic beans. He's like, where's the car? I've got magic beans. Where's the car? Don't worry about that. Yeah. I've got rid of it. Yeah. What?
I just gave it away to the point that they were like, but we need the logbook. So I gave them my address.
Oh, my God.
And they came to my house.
Well, they just went. They went. Yeah, we'll take that deal. That's.
Yeah. And then so they turned up. They turned up. Is that a word? Turn up.
yeah.
and my house, and I gave them the logbook, but I said, but I said, you've got to give me this stereo back. Can't kick the stereo.
Yeah. Oh, well, you drive a hard bargain.
So now they're people hit with a car without a stereo, and I'm a woman with a stereo and no car.
You fools.
Yeah. What didn't even make sense is, you know, like when you've got like the stereo thing that you used to put in, you know, like when you was like a boy racer, you put those big boombox stereos in. It was like that. So I only had like the cover of the you know, you used to take it out people couldn't.
Just nick it, yeah.
Yeah,
but just the face don't worry about that because you've just given just everything away.
But then what's worse about it is that a few weeks ago I was at a bus stop and the car drove past me, P822UUF is the registration.
Is it still out there?
It was in Sidcup. They fixed it up, no problem. It wasn't a write-off.
Can you remember where you was going?
To the place where my boyfriend worked in Sidcup. Yeah, it wasn't far.
I'm just popping out. It's like how will this come back? No car. And you've got people turn up at the door.
Oh, yeah,
what happened?
What happened? People coming to take the car. But I guess the car was worth like £1,200 for it. And I think in my head it was going to cost so much more to fix it. I just thought, just get it off my hands. Does that make any sense?
No. I want to say it makes sense, but
I think in the moment I can understand just like anything to get me out of this moment.
Honestly, I really can't cope with embarrassment and the idea, like you can't understand the amount of embarrassment being stuck and just cars circling around you, and then you see the police, you think, oh, they'll stop and help, and they just go around you, and you're like, I'm gonna live here. I'll be here forever.
Do you know, I've genuinely, my ex-girlfriend was driving. And we went onto that roundabout as well.
Roundabout.
She didn't crash though. We were just on the grass, and then she drove off. But it was fucking weird. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I think something went with my steering because it's like a dual carriageway, big sort of lean. Like I went to overtake this woman, and it was wet, and then I think the steering just went, and I just went straight. But unfortunately, I hit those metal poles to the sign, and they just came through the car. So the door wasn't open, so I was I was trapped.
Do you have four doors though?
Three.
So what would the other one?
But that was on the, so I'm at an angle so that if I stepped out, there's moving traffic constantly going around me.
Right.
So I think what must have happened is those guys must have stopped traffic to get me out of the car.
Yeah. How long do you think you was there in total?
I don't know, because I was only going to Sidcup, which is like 10 minutes away, which is where my boyfriend worked, and I really don't feel like it would have taken that long.
No.
So I reckon probably 15 minutes I gave back. I really reckon.
That changes everything. I mean,
I do think I didn't wait that long. I think I thought like.
In my head, it was daylight and it's gone dark now, and she's thinking, right, I've got to get myself.
Oh no, no! It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. It weren't going dark for ages. I don't even think I was concerned about my safety. I was just really embarrassed. It wasn't like I thought, oh my god, it's going to blow. I was just like, this is humiliating.
This is awkward.
This is awkward. Yeah, this is awkward, and no one's very helpful, which isn't very nice. I started to change my opinion of people, and I just thought, just get out of the situation.
In that situation, Jack, what are you doing?
Give my car away. I get it. It's embarrassing. But I think I would have, I don't know.
It's just arriving to that conclusion of I'm going to give my car away. That's the bit I have problems with. I don't know in my head where.
That's the bit I had problems with after, when I had to actually physically give the car away. I think maybe in my head, I didn't think they'd actually take it. But they did take the car, and I think once you've said to them you can have the car, you can't really go back on
it. I'll be honest, I can relate to being flustered and embarrassed, and you just start speaking too much. Do you know what I mean? Just stuff starts coming out.
Yeah, that is what I do.
Yeah, and you go, blah, 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 what am I even saying? I get that. I've done that before. I remember once, like I was late to an appointment, like a hairdresser appointment. Saying, I just started making up a story that I was late. I was just like, my car broke down. I was like, why am I doing this? I didn't know. I was like 4 minutes late, and I just was all flustered.
I remember once
I was looking at me going, calm down.
I went to pick my brother up in Clapham, and I picked him up, and I hit the curb as I was driving home, and the flat got a flat tire. So I called a man to come and replace it, because I'm that type of guy. Right. I don't replace it myself. And I just remember I said to him, oh, sorry, I haven't got any cash on me, but he's a Godiva, meaning a fiver. Yeah. And I just remember getting back in my car, driving along, my brother just went, Godiva.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's never let me forget it. Occasionally he'll go, Godiva.
Yeah, son, here's a Godiva. Who says Godiva?
I know. I was trying to make friends with the man.
Here's a Godiva.
That's what I was doing, but I gave him a car.
Yes, no, you should have started at five, start low.
Yeah.
But as you were saying that, I just remember.
I'd rather give a car away than say Godiva.
They're both equal embarrassing stories, yeah, really.
I just remembered another car-related one, as I've said it. They must happen quite often to me. Yeah. So have you got time for this one?
Yeah.
It's quite short. So basically, my boyfriend, another boyfriend. Oh, hello, different podcast. A different boyfriend. Oh, she's been about. No. So anyway, a few years later, past the time, imagine different time, new boyfriend, and he went out in Maidstone. And he said, can you come and get me? Like, I'm out in Maidstone, can you come and get me? And I was like, yeah, just call me when
you need to
come.
That's his first mistake.
I'll come and get you. So I drove to I feel like there's gaps in the story, but this is what happened. So I drove to Maidstone to get him. His phone has died. I've gone in my pyjamas because I thought I was just going there, getting him. He's getting in, we're going home, right? So I'm in Maidstone, in my pyjamas. His phone's died, can't find him anywhere. My petrol tank is quite low.
Oh, no.
Can't find him, have to go home without him. And then I was too embarrassed. Yet again, there's that word, too embarrassed to get out of the car to get petrol in my pyjamas, because again, different time. Not like now when everyone rocks up at the school in their pyjamas or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I'm driving down what I now know is maybe the M20, or was it the M25? One of those giant motorways. Just have to pull over because the car's just slowly running out of petrol completely, right? Oh my God. So I'm on a big motorway. I think it was the M25, right? So no petrol. So I'm pulled over in my pyjamas. So then I'm like, right, well, you need to do something about this. I've been trying to call him, he's not answering, then my phone's died.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm at the side of the motorway, it's like 1 a.m, I'm in my pyjamas, it's pitch black, got no phone. So again, my head went, run.
Or just give the car away. I don't want a car.
Yeah. A tow truck turned up and they went, her again? Oh my God.
Turns out they just follow me around now.
There's only one thing for it.
I know this obviously happened a few years ago, and I don't want to put unnecessary harm upon your mental state, but if you're going back to Bexter Heath from Maidstone, you shouldn't be on the M25.
No. Was on the M20?
No, I'm just. I think you are on the M25. I don't know why.
I think it's the A2 all the way, is it not?
Yeah.
I'm so lost. Because also, that was back in the day, you know, when you had to print out an AA route planner.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
Anyway, it's not really a sad story, because what happened? Well, it is. So basically, in my mind, I just went, I didn't think give away the car, I just thought, run. So I got out of the car and ran.
The M25.
The M25. You know, like those, you ever seen those videos? You ever seen those programs of those women? Have you seen the ones that they just got out of the car and started running across the motorway? And they're like, oh my God. Yeah. Have you seen the twins? It's on YouTube. They like run across the motorway and they're getting hit by cars. They're flying up in the air. They get up, they run again. It was like that. I'm just running.
I've not seen these videos.
Oh, you've got to look them up.
How are they alive? Listeners.
It's weird. They've got some sort of... Okay, that's a different story. Some sort of supernatural power is what I assume. I didn't watch the full documentary, just the clips on YouTube. But if you Google like the twins that like ran across motorways, it comes up. And it doesn't end terribly, I don't think. But don't hold me to that. So anyway, I ran down the motorway. And
are they in their pyjamas as well?
Probably. It's an embarrassing thing to do. And then in my head, I thought, well, this isn't a good idea. Run back. So then I just started running back. Because then I thought,
you've achieved nothing. You are just out of breath.
I think it was the M25 because it was the junction that's like you come off and it's it might be like junction 3. I don't know what was doing
it's irrelevant.
Yeah. I remember looking down.
Oh, well, junction 3.
Well,
that makes.
We'll get this. I remember looking.
Jogging junction. Yeah,
you should be running back and forwards.
I remember being on my shoulder and looking down into these wooded bits in this house and thinking, well, that's how people die, so keep running. Like, so because I thought, don't run down there. Oh, that looks worse.
Running up and down the
hard shoulder of like a four-lane motorway. Like, it was mad. It was absolutely madness. So then I run back. It gets worse. Well, I don't know if it gets worse.
I genuinely don't know where this story's going.
It's embarrassing. Because then I'm like, well, all you can do is curl up on the back seat and go to sleep.
Yeah, we're just out of breath and sweaty. No reason.
So
just
get on the back seat, curl up, I'm going to sleep. That's all I got. Every time a lorry goes past, it's going like shuddering. Like, I'm thinking, well, this isn't ideal, but it's got to be better than running.
Yeah.
So I'm like, then boo, the police come.
Right.
They're like, you can't just curl up and go.
I don't want to.
I tried the running option.
Have you tried running up and down instead of?
Yeah, nope, did that. Tick that off the list. And then I come an awful while. But
no one would take the car. Tick that off the list. So then anyway, so I'm like, okay. So they're like, yeah, you can't really do that. And me, big bollocks, I was like, well, actually, I would have called someone, but my phone's dead. And then you know what they did? They pointed to, you know, those special phones that you get at the side of the It was right next to me. I didn't know what they were for.
It's a phone.
I didn't know what they were for.
It looks like a phone.
And he was like, that would have... And I was like, but I didn't know where I was. He was like, that literally tells us where you are. And I thought, like, I didn't know anything about these. So then obviously he thinks I'm an idiot, so then I just have to stand with him, and then they, you know, when they put all the lights around your car and that, and then they got like another tow truck, but he came, he just put a fiver's worth of petrol, took me home.
A Godiva, yeah?
Exactly. Jiffy cans worth of petrol in, got me home, got home at like 5 a.m, and I was like, where you been? I was like, just popped a Maidstone. He's like, oh, you got your car, brilliant.
Can I recommend something, Fiona? Do not leave the house.
Yeah.
What happened to your boyfriend? Did he stay in Maidstone that night?
No, he just got a cab home. I remember calling him in the morning. He was like, yeah, sorry, I just got really drunk, my phone died. He got home fine.
Oh, he probably went past you in the cab.
No, I just remembered another time.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm having flashbacks.
It's good, it's fine.
This is great.
This was the same car. This was bad as well. I was out at... Oh, God, the same boyfriend as well. Ooh, there you go.
There you go.
Long-term commitment.
Yeah, it's not. Just
not anymore. It's gone now, but for that time. Because it was the same car, same boyfriend. Oh, my God. Maybe there's... Never mind. So, anyway. So I'm
what a weird link.
It's a connection. Like, once I get rid of a car, I'll get rid of the boyfriend. My God. No, that... Yeah, no.
That is what happens.
Yeah, sorry. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So anyway, I'm in Dartford. This is quite geographically
very east.
You
southeast.
Get a little
further east. Down the A2.
Yeah. Dartford. I don't know what junction that
Fiona's
is.
Fiona's tour of
the M25.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The DA postcode.
Dartford is junction 2 of the M25. Oh, so.
I really hope there's no more stories that I remember.
They'll come.
So I'm in Dartford. I've come out of that. It used to be called like Fat Sam's, like a little nightclub thing. And I was with all the people. I used to work at TGI Fridays. So we've all been on a night out. Yeah. And then anyway, it's not a long story. I was with one of the girls and we sat in my car and we were having a really good
old... Bad place to be if you're Fiona.
Really good old chin wag. Talking for hours. Right. And it was hours because we was parked in the pedestrian bit of Dartford.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was fine because it was late at night, whatever. Then anyway... Then this man bangs on the window, holding a crowbar, covered in blood.
Oh,
like,
God.
Came from nowhere. And we were like, ah, and he was like, help me. And we're like, well, we can't. We lock the doors. We hide in the car.
What do you mean hide?
you see a shark or a dinosaur.
What, the window of the car? It's a shark doing on the M25.
Stop. So you just stop. We're like, we can't help you, right? But he runs off. He's being chased. So he runs off.
He's got the crowbar.
I don't. We didn't get any of the story. It's not a great story for a podcast. We didn't get any of the story. The story is more about the car. Because then we call the police because we're like, that don't seem right. We should probably report that. We wait for the police. The police come, chat to them, give them a statement, rah, rah. They bugger off. Whole time the radio's been on.
Oh, your car.
So my car died.
Oh.
In the pedestrian area. Not even the pedestrian area. You know, the bit that only buses can go through, but now buses can't go through because, oh, hello, there's Fiona's car, which is obviously quite well known in the area by now. So many issues.
Oh, God.
So then, and then also, I said to them, they wouldn't, I just had to put a note on it saying, like, this is broken down. They still gave me a ticket and stuff, but that boyfriend did come and help me, probably because he felt guilty about Maidstone. He came and helped me get the car on the next day.
What? Yeah. I just didn't hear anything about the crowbar man.
No, I never heard anything about that, actually. That is just, that's almost a subplot to the car story.
That'd be fucking terrifying, though, wouldn't it? Jesus,
it was
Christ.
Terrifying, it was. Because, we don't know. Because he also seemed like the car, victim and the perpetrator.
You went for a night out and they just got in the car. For, why'd you do that?
Well, I was driving. When we used to work at TGI, you'd go out after work.
Drink, drive?
No. Oh, no, no. Oh, I didn't really drink. Like I said, it don't really affect me, Jack. I don't really need to drink. We've come full circle.
You don't need it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Don't need it. I'm actually not as stupid as I come across.
Fucking hell.
That's what my mum says anyway. She goes, you're not actually that stupid.
Make me look like Einstein.
But yeah,
there's one thing that we could take away from this episode. It's you feel really good about yourself.
Yeah. I'm the clever one.
And I still feel fine.
Yeah. Right, yeah. More upbeat by it, yeah.
I'll go skipping away. But yeah, that was bad. Then all the other embarrassing stories are just like bodily function ones. I'm not sure we need to share them.
Well, you haven't heard this podcast before.
Yeah. Oh, are they all bodily function? That. Oh, it's nice,
we should start trying to move away from it, to be honest.
Yeah, move away from it. Yeah. I'll happily do that. I'd like to keep this boyfriend.
I mean, all I can think is there's a story where you shit yourself in your car.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Nailed it. Yeah, I turned the radio off because I was like, that will help me concentrate. It didn't.
I think we're going to leave it there. Yeah. We can tell that story. You're going to come on again, can't you?
Oh, yeah. And something will happen in that.
You've got loads of bumhole stuff and you just do that next time and just stick to that. But where can people find you, Fiona? In a car on a roundabout.
just next to the hard shoulder. No, but if I could promote my own.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Fiona_Ridgewell on Instagram.
Go see Fiona.
And TikTok, probably. There, well, I am on there, but, you know.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Fiona Ridgewell.